Good morning. This is the Game Fish and Parks Radio Show. I am Bryce McVicker, and with us today we have a new guest, Jake Miller. Jake Miller is a conservation officer trainee here in the Coddington County Station, and you'll be here for about the next 6 weeks or 7 weeks. So we want to welcome Jake to the area, and if you're out fishing or anything, we'll probably see you out there. But Jake, I guess if you want to introduce yourself and tell everybody where you're from.
Sure, Bryce. Thanks. Like Bryce said, my name is Jake Miller. As Bryce said, I'll be training in the Watertown area for approximately 6-7 weeks. And I'm originally from Becker, Minnesota. And if you don't know where that is, just think 20 miles approximately east of St. Cloud. And I grew up there. I was actually born in St. Cloud, grew up in Minnesota. Went to high school at Becker High School. Went to college at Central Lakes College in Brainerd, Minnesota, where I attained a degree, associate's degree, in natural resources, law enforcement. And while there, I attended an 8-week basic police academy, and I attained my Minnesota Peace Officer certification. So after I graduated, I ended up applying for South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks Conservation Officer opening. And luckily enough, and after applying, going through the interview process, the background process, I was offered a full-time position with Game, Fish, and Parks. So I'm pleased to be with you today, and I hope to see you out on the field.
Very good. I know you mentioned in there that you have an associate's degree, and that's a little different than some of the other backgrounds that we've had. I don't know if we've hired many people from that college that you went to in Minnesota, but so far it's been working good. We've got such an extensive training process that much more education than that kind of becomes unneeded. So you definitely met the qualifications for the educational background, and it's always interesting to see that we continually have trainees in this area that come from out of state. So our last couple trainees, we had one from Iowa, one from Minnesota, or one from Missouri, and now one from Minnesota. So they come from all over. Another thing you mentioned in there were internships. Internships really seem to be the secret to success as far as what our training positions do and those that get hired. So why don't you talk a little bit about what you did for internships while you were in Minnesota?
Sure. So while I was in Minnesota going to school, as Bryce said, I attained a couple internships as well as part-time jobs. My primary, experience in law enforcement prior to getting hired in South Dakota was with the Stearns County Sheriff's Office. While there, I worked as a boat and water deputy. So basically, I went out on a sheriff's patrol boat and I enforced the boating regulations of Minnesota. It was a very good experience for me. I gained a lot of experience in terms of learning how to talk to people, how to communicate with people on the water, and I had a lot of fun. It was a really good experience. And while at Stearns County Sheriff's Office, I also was responsible for some park patrol duties. And that was really good in terms of learning how to talk to large groups of people, how to communicate with those people in that setting. And I was responsible for keeping the park safe, of course, enforcing ordinances mostly in the parks. And I also would classify that as a very good experience for me. In addition, I worked as a community service officer for Brainerd Police Department. For those who don't know what that is, basically a community service officer is an employee who acts as an assistant to many officers within the department. So I was responsible for some basic errands like washing vehicles, washing cars, but in addition, some enforcement. And that would include parking violations. I would tow cars and whatnot. So it was a good experience in terms of learning how to communicate with the citizens of Brainerd, Minnesota. I really learned how a police department functions and how it coincides with other departments within Brainerd, like the sheriff's office, for example. Again, a very good experience. I learned a lot. And
very good. I know that there's always a couple different backgrounds. You can kind of get to this job. It's wildlife law enforcement, so your internships can either be like wildlife related. In South Dakota, a lot of our internships are geared towards fisheries surveys, creel surveys, wildlife damage, and you've definitely focused more on the law enforcement portion of this job. But like you mentioned earlier, your degree was in resource management, so you have a good background in the wildlife side of things too. And a lot of those classes in your associate's degree were geared towards, you know, fish and birds and game management, just like most of our bachelor degrees from SDSU. So that's all good stuff.
That's right. Yeah, my professor, Dr. Bill Faber, over there, he does a really, really good job creating an atmosphere for wildlife management, as he has extensive experience, especially within moose management and things of that nature. So the mammalogy portion, which is the study of mammals, of my degree was very good. I just thought I'd mention that.
Good. And we have seen some moose here in South Dakota, so that moose management may come in handy at some point.
Yeah, you maybe. Never know.
Another interesting portion of your background that a lot of us don't have is you have a real passion for music.
That's
correct. You said that you even spent some time in Tennessee, Nashville maybe, yeah, pursuing that passion.
That's correct. Yeah, after high school, I decided, since I was young, to try and pursue music full-time, which is, I guess, unusual for a guy now sitting in this position, probably. But I've played lead guitar since I was 7 years old. I've always been kind of in and out of bands and whatnot, and I've always played out whenever possible. So, yes, I did move to Nashville, Tennessee to pursue a career as mostly a studio guitar player, which is somebody who would play in, like, a studio setting. I went down there, I gave it a shot, made a lot of good contacts and friends, and I also moved to Minneapolis, Minnesota, where I kind of did the same thing, played out whenever I could, had a lot of fun. But I decided after doing that that it probably wasn't the right career for me, at least for the next 20 years or so. So I decided to pursue my other passion, equal passion, and that's obviously conservation. And so after going through a couple ride-alongs, I decided that I was going to pursue this full-time, and I'm very glad I did.
Good deal. So you've been hired on with us for, since when?
Technically, I believe the official hire date was November 7th, 2016, after all the background investigations.
Okay, so November 7th. So
2015, my
2015. Correction. What all did you have to go through to get hired?
So obviously I submitted an application, and then after that I got a call from the training supervisor, Tim, notifying me of a phone interview. So I went through a quick phone interview. Then after that I got accepted for an in-person interview in Pierce, South Dakota. And through that interview process, there was an identification test, and there was also some other supplemental written tests, in addition to a verbal interview. And after that, I was notified I had been conditionally hired. And I'll commend South Dakota Game Fish and Parks on letting me know the week of having that interview, of being let know right away, which is unusual, and I really appreciated that. So after that, I started to go through the extensive background investigation. And that concluded an officer coming to actually my house, visiting with me, visiting with a lot of employers, friends, neighbors, and whatnot, kind of to get a feel for what my background was like. And after I successfully completed that portion, I had to go through a polygraph and a psychological test. And so it was pretty extensive, but I can see why they do it, and I'm sure glad I passed.
Yeah, after you get hired and they call you and tell you that you're conditionally offered, you think that it's pretty much the end of the tunnel. But
yeah,
the word conditionally is much larger than it seems in that sentence. And we wash out a few people in a regular background investigation. Some people don't make it through the background, but a large majority of our hired trainees do not pass the polygraph test. We have a pretty extensive polygraph test that digs fairly deep, and it washes a lot of people out. And then, of course, the police academy, which is how many weeks now?
You're talking about the South Dakota one?
Yeah.
I was there for 14 weeks.
14 weeks. So after 14 weeks of that, and then once you dip into field training, then that's another 24 weeks of solid training. So it's a long process, and sometimes it can get monotonous, but that first couple weeks of polygraphs and background investigations can be a little bit invasive and pretty exhausting. But once you get into the field training portion, this is the fun part, and now it just kind of turns into a waiting game to see where you're going to be stationed full-time and move on with life.
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, we will get into a little fishing report. Jake's been here for about a week, so this is kind of what we call ride-along week. It's the first week where he just kind of gets to know the area, but I've been lucky enough to see some fish. We've seen a few snow geese. So as far as busy lakes go, where have we spent our most time, Jake?
Well, primarily, since fishing traffic is usually heavy there, we've spent a lot of time at Goose Lake. And throughout the past week, there's been mixed activity at Goose Lake. In terms of the fishing port, a couple parties have had their limits. A couple have had two or three fish, but most of the fish that I've seen have been probably within the range of 15 to 20 inches overall. There was one walleye that was caught that was maybe, I don't know, 25, 26 inches, a nice fish. But throughout the past weekend, it was probably slower than a normal weekend due to the cold weather. But on Friday, last week Friday, it was very cold, and still we saw quite a few people out there, which was to my surprise, and being from obviously a different part of the country, Minnesota, that is, it was pretty awesome seeing that amount of people out on that cold of day. It shows the passion that a lot of South Dakota residents have for fishing. And also, we also saw a boater out on last Friday, which was, I thought, pretty unusual as well. So that was pretty fun to get that experience.
Yeah, no kidding. I think that was probably the earliest boater that I've ever had to inspect. But they were cold. Their fingers were cold. Dipping your hand in the bait bucket in 32-degree weather, you can get cold pretty quick. And it wasn't really calm last Friday either. The wind was blowing. But like you said, we did see some fish. A couple other places around that have been fairly slow. As far as Coddington goes, Goose is really the only place we've seen anybody. The two lakes in town, Compesca, Pelican, haven't really checked many people there yet. Dry Lake by Florence, there has been some activity there on the east end of the lake, seeing some wader fishermen. They are catching fish, probably not as nice of fish as that are on Goose Lake, but probably more fish coming out of Dry Lake there. Grass and Long, those lakes haven't had anybody on them. If you scoot down to Hamlin County, it sounds like Lake Ponset has been pretty busy in the evenings. Catching a few fish. Most of them are still under that 15-inch range, but if those fish continue to grow, I would think by the end of summer we would have 15-plus-inch walleye coming out of there at a pretty good pace. Get over into Clark County. We've seen quite a bit of fishing pressure over there. Dry Lake Number 2 has been busy. Dry Lake Number 1, Indian Springs, Casey Slough, all of them have had fishermen on it, so Clark County's been pretty good, which is nice to see. Kind of a relatively slow ice fishing season in Clark County, so if we could have some good spring fishing over there, that would be a plus. Jake and I have tried since he got here to get out and check some snow goose hunters, and really the best day we had was day one up north of Bitter. We saw,
yeah, that's right,
seven or eight groups, but other than that, it's been kind of tough to find snow geese, really. I think most of the adults have certainly pushed north. There is some juvie pockets, probably all the way still down into Nebraska or Missouri if you were to look hard enough. But it's pretty dismal out there. If you do find a flock of geese, they're going to be pretty susceptible to decoys. So we might have a couple more days here where people can get out and put some geese on the ground, but with no snow line this year, I think a lot of the snow goose hunters have been relatively disappointed with their outcome so far. But if those geese get back to the breeding ground early, they should have a good hatch, and then next year should just be that much better in theory. With that, we've got a couple announcements to wrap up with. I know, Jake, there's an open house coming up.
Yep, that's correct, Bryce. I think it was mentioned last radio show, but again, going to announce it again. The open house is scheduled for March 30th It's going to be 5 o'clock to 7 p.m. It's going to be held at the Country Inn and Suites in Watertown. Basically, if you have any questions, any specific questions for our fish biologists, wildlife biologists, and whatnot, come there with questions ready, and you'll probably get them answered, hopefully. We hope to see you there. It should be a good experience, and bring your whole family. It could be a family event if you want it to be, and it's. I'm guessing it's going to be a pretty fun time, and I'll be there since that's where I'm staying. So,
yeah, you don't have to go very far.
No, no.
That is your house for the next few weeks.
Indeed it is.
One thing I forgot to put on your note there is Scott Lindgren is going to be at the open house, and he is going to talk about maybe some possibilities of where we're going to have a new Game, Fish, and Parks office. So he's going to be there to talk about that, what our options are, and what we're looking at as far as building a new office complex goes. Ever since I've been in Watertown, I've been in the same office there on Kemp Avenue, and I knew we'd been there a long time, but I guess I wasn't aware that we'd been there since 1966. So we have been in that building for quite a while, and looks like it's finally time to look elsewhere and upgrade a little bit. So all of us employees at the Watertown office are definitely looking forward to that. If you're interested to see where we're at in that process, feel free to swing by the open house and we'll talk about that a little bit. Another thing quick, Hunt Safe. We have Hunt Safe coming up here in April. We only have about 20 or 25 kids signed up out of 70. So we've got a lot of room in that class. Usually we fill up our spring classes all the way to 70. So it's kind of surprising that we have such little enrollment. So if you know anybody out there that needs a Hunt Safe class, we got plenty of room in that one. There's really only going to be two left in the Watertown area, this April class and an August class. So hop on the Game, Fish, and Parks website, click on the Outdoor Learning tab, scroll down to Hunt Safe, and then you should be able to find Watertown in a drop-down tab, and you can log in and sign up your children for Hunt Safe. Those dates are going to be April 7th, 8th, and 9th. The 7th and 8th is going to be at the new middle school. The 9th in the morning will be at the new middle school, and then in the afternoon we will be out at the gun range. With that Hunt Safe announcement, that is all we have. Looks like it might be a little breezy this Easter weekend, but it is a long weekend, so I expect to see some fishermen out there, especially Goose Lake, Ponset, probably Dry Lake by Florence, a few places in Clark and Day County. So looking forward to a good long weekend, and hopefully we start catching some more fish.